Perhaps the best cure for the fear of death is to reflect that life has a beginning as well as an end. There was a time when we were not. This gives me no concern. Why then should it trouble us that a time will come when we shall cease to be? I have no wish to have been alive 100 years ago, or in the reign of Queen Anne. Why should I regret and lay it so much to heart that I shall not be alive 100 years hence, in the reign of I cannot tell whom? To die is only to be as we were born. Yet no one feels any remorse, or regret, or repugnance in contemplating this last idea. It is rather a relief and disburdening of the mind. It seems to have been a holiday time with us then. We were not called to appear upon the stage of life, to wear robes or tatters, to laugh or cry, be hooted or applauded. We had lain perdu all this while, snug out of harm's way, and had slept out of our thousands of centuries without wanting to be waked up, at peace and free from care, in a long nanage, in a sleep deeper and calmer than that of infancy, wrapped in the softest and finest dust. And the worst that we dread is, after a short, fretful, feverish being, after vain hopes and idle fears, to sink to final repose again, and forget the troubled dream of life.